Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so afraid to take this phone call on line one for what the response, what the avocado?
Yeah.
It says here you're in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe it.
You can call Trinity from our number, room number. I gave Connor my room number.
What's wrong with you? Besides a normal every day, what else is wrong with you?
Swollen testicles.
Well, leave it alone.
Yeah, stop pulling it.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's swollen bodies. I'm getting a battery of tests. I can't walk.
Oh, come on. The week of the punch out.
You have to beat me out of the commercial. I'm just putting Medicine Man versus Beep Beep. I don't know, something.
So you're backing out.
What can I do?
Yeah, I don't really believe you're in the hospital.
You can call. You call me right back.
No, let me talk to a doctor. Call somebody else. Let me talk to a nurse.
Okay.
Beep the thing. And
hello? Hello? Anybody?
Say, I'm dying. I'm dying. Code blue.
Hello?
I don't hear any
beeps. No heart monitor.
I'm looking for the thing to push.
So right now you're just saying hello?
Hello.
Wait, I got the nurse thing here.
Beep it.
Oh.
Do they have you hooked up to a heart monitor?
Oh, God.
That's the last thing
here,
I heard.
Here it is.
Oh, God.
I just pushed it.
All right. Waiting to hear the response from the nurse.
What's that?
I'm waiting to hear them respond. Usually when you push it, they're like, what's wrong, Mr. Avocado?
No, nothing yet.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Ryan Hoppy jinxed this.
Why?
He said, what if avocado doesn't show? I go, shut up, Jinx.
First of all, jinxed it. I'm prepared for everything. Okay, but seriously, this would be the second time you screwed this up.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. First one. Remember the first one?
That was rose because the doctor wouldn't let me go.
Yeah, well, who told you to have such high blood pressure? Who's that?
Tell them I'm in the hospital.
I can't give them any medical information over the phone, but I can tell them you're...
Well, you got to tell them. You got to tell her she's live on the radio.
Hello, this is Matt. I'm the nursing assistant.
Hi, Matt. Sorry to bother you. You're live on the air. Is he really in the hospital?
Yeah, this is a medical center of Trinity in Newport Richey.
And what's wrong? He's got a problem with his balls?
Excuse me?
His testicles are swollen, he said.
I can't give out any medical information over the phone.
Just sniff once if it's true. Like either the size of a potato or a cantaloupe?
I don't know anything about any testicular injury.
Okay. Okay. All right. I don't want to put you in a bad spot, so I appreciate it. I just wanted to verify that he was in the hospital.
Yeah, he is at Medical Center of Trinity. He's in room 4119.
Oh!
I want to visit him.
Okay. I do want to visit him. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, pal.
Let me talk to him.
Yeah, let me talk to old Big Balls.
Okay.
Thanks.
You want to speak to another person?
Tell him to look at your testicles real quick while he's there.
He can't. He just left.
Oh. Mm. Well, I think you punched yourself in the nuts so you didn't have to go to the punch out.
No, I didn't. I'm getting a battery of test.
Yeah.
You like saying battery, don't you?
Where's your mother?
She's at home.
So you're there by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Let me send Spanish over there with some flowers.
Okay.
Are you in a room by yourself?
Uh-huh. Private room.
You know what you did, though, now, by backing out of this. Now your mom has to fight.
That's right. Is this how your cat died?
I don't know.
Was that the death rattle? What did we see?
Can you stop by later?
Yeah, tonight? Yeah. You want me to come by after the show?
To the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll wheel you over to the window so we can watch the eclipse together.
I mean, he's close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time?
Quarter after never, probably around there. Maybe a little earlier. Oh, I got the eclipse today.
No, this will be before.
Before the eclipse? I'm at work.
on the way home.
Listen, I'm out of here. I got to go straight to the Eclipse. I got to go. I got to try and figure out now what we're doing because you and your big balls can't come to the fight on Friday.
It's only Monday. You can recover, right?
What happened that you got to the hospital?
I called her. It was Friday night.
What happened Friday night? What were you doing? Run me through the story.
It just got worse and worse.
What did?
I thought I was going to get better.
What got worse?
Everything.
You're not helping me. Can you give me one specific?
I couldn't walk.
He's probably going to die.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, look at him. I would imagine he's in a constant state of, you know, deterioration.
I gained 50 pounds.
Yeah. If you go quick, you could probably get in the Dick Gregory, Jerry Lewis death trio. Do you have anything you can leave me when you die?
I got my guitar.
What kind of guitar, though? You're still playing like an old Ibanez or something?
No, it's what do you call it? And I got the thing, the one you signed for me.
All right, well, I don't want that one. What's the most expensive? Don't you have any, like, gold coins or something you can leave me? Treasure?
No, I got that nice guitar.
You have Social Security? Something?
Precious stones?
I think you have to work to have Social Security, don't
no,
you?
No. Everybody has. Anything?
No. Shouldn't you send me something?
Trinity? Sure.
Can you send me something?
The city will send you something?
Yeah, we'll send you something.
Can you call me later, guys?
Yeah, call him later. Spanish is going to call you later.
I'll call you
out. You call us like in the next couple hours. Let us know you're still alive.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to take an emergency death pool pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ted Webb out, avocado
I'm
in.
Sorry.
No, you're not. I think you hit yourself in the nuts so that you don't have to be on the fight.
I think you've been setting this up for a while. You're
afraid of menace, man.
No, I haven't.
Scream really loud. I'm dying. I'm dying.
I'm dying. I'm dying.
That wasn't very loud. Mm-hmm. All right, avocado. Take care of yourself. I got to go in crisis mode now.
Okay.
See you later.
I'll call back.
Thanks for nothing.
This is my hospital, Spanish. Let him be.
Jesus.
Now Ian Beckles is going to have to fight Medicine
Man.
Oh,
my God. Medicine Man's going to get his larynx crushed.
Bye, Avo.
Okay.
Jerk.
Well.
Yeah.
Bye. Well.
The death rattle.
It's Super Bowl week, Avocado. Yeah. It's Super Bowl week. You can't get sick and bail at Super Bowl week. Can I just tell you right now? You know you're my favorite. You know you're my favorite of all time, Dr. Johnny Love Train. Love Tiger. What better way to make a triumphant return?
Oh my God.
To the radio airwaves.
Oh my God.
Than to step up and be like, I'll do it. Go ahead. I'm just saying. Too bad we can't spring Magnifico out. She'd be even better.
I don't think legally we could have her fight, because if she killed somebody in there, it's a slew of problems.
She'd kill us all.
She just starts eating somebody's face in the middle of the ring.
Who do we have fight Medicine Man now?
Gotta have Love Tiger. Gotta have Love
Tiger. Oh, Love Tiger. He's doing push-ups right now in his little Hudson bedroom. Come on. You got the remix for you and everything.
Yeah, I like that. What the hell?
Where are you, Love Tiger? Somebody took, I think Moose took a picture of him in Spring Hill.
Oh, yeah?
And saw him walking because he's back over with his mom.
Yeah.
Come on, Tiger. 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 Tiger.
Tiger.
What if Moose fights Medicine Man?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I don't know, man, because last time we heard, Moose has lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Won't be funny if he gets in there all buff Moose. He's just some old dude beating up on some older dude.
Why is this lesbian lady so mad at this older lesbian lady?
All right, we'll figure it out. Avo out. Who is in?
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. The Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
It is the Mike Calta Show. Can I just be honest with you for a second? We had a long break because we went over with Dom. So I was on my phone, I was texting, and I was falling asleep.
Were you really?
I was texting and I was mid-text and I fell asleep, and Spanish got me a protein water. It's my new ritual now, sometime like halfway or so through the show.
Give you a little boost.
15 grams of protein, plus energy, B12, 5 times the electrolytes, and 0 sugar. And everybody's asking me, where do I find it? Where do I find it? Or most, what is it called? What am I calling it? Protein water. That's it.
Right.
You can Google protein water, and you can see it's not called anything else. If you Google it, it's the original protein water. It's blue oval. Is the logo that they have in the background. But if you look at the bottles themselves, they got a picture of the fruit on it or whatever it is. And I have the orange one right here, and it's got orange slices on it. And it's called citrus, and it has 0 sugars, and it's protein water. And I say to go to all the CVS, but really, the demand has been so high, people are telling me they can't find it. So you can order it directly from their website or on Amazon, but go locally to your CVS store, and you can most likely find it there. If not, tell them. Say, this guy's running his mouth about how great it is, and I can't find it. That's what you need. I'm always going to be honest with you. Now I just was telling you, I was fall asleep texting. Now I drink that thing, and I'm like, let's do this. Let's do 4 more hours. No, not please. Gonna, but I could.
Could do 1 extra hour if you'd like you to
could.
11.
You could. Okay. Well, you drink 2 protein waters and stand all noon. Medicine Man, we may have
clock in the morning from the hospital.
He called you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He says, I'm in the hospital. Please call Mike Calta.
Did he say, I'm in the hospital because I'm afraid to fight you, so I checked myself in?
I didn't ask him about that. It was 7 in the morning. I was in the fog, you know, still like asleep.
Who would you fight if you had your choice to you know, take over for Abo?
I don't know.
No suggestions?
I know I did love Tiger in the past, and that was about it, you know. And, of course, you know, since I'm a lot older than most people, you know, like...
I know, you got to get somebody... All right, hold on a second, okay?
You know, it's age...
Hold on. Galvin, I swore I'd never put this guy in the air again, but maybe we owe it to him. Faggy voice Dan, hello.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, faggy voice Dan. Hey, don't try to all toughen up your voice now.
No, I'm not.
Okay. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Have you been listening to the show, or did you quit us?
No, I listen all the time.
So do you know the dilemma that we're in right now?
Well, as far as I know right now, you got the punch out coming up.
Which you normally would be banned from.
Right.
But... we had Avocado versus Medicine Man in a weapons match, and Avocado's in the hospital, and he may not, well, he was not going to be able to fight on Friday. So we were trying to think of replacements, and somebody suggested Faggy Voice Dan fighting his way back into our hearts.
An interesting offer.
Would you be willing to fight Medicine Man?
Yeah, of course.
What are your fighting skills?
Well, I definitely improved from the last time.
They have improved or they have not?
They have.
I have to tell you, your voice has improved. You don't sound so faggy.
Well, I tell you what, believe it or not to brag or anything, but today's my birthday, believe it or not.
Don't brag about your birthday.
This could be odd that this is all coming together.
I just turned 25 today.
Oh, see, that's why. He's on the tail end of puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the girl situation? Got any more sex since we talked to you last?
Well,
be honest, actually, no lie, because we know you're a known liar. Tell that guy to shut up. We're on the phone right now. Who is that?
That's my roommate.
Oh, tell him that you had a roommate now? What is he, a 50-year-old guy?
Well, yeah, he's a friend of mine.
All right. Have you got any ass, any girlfriends? What's going on?
Well, basically what happened was I'm with kind of a weird situation, but I'm with a chick that
has like guy.
An ex or something that she's supposed to pretend to be with, and because CPI told her she had to pretend to be with him to get her daughter back, and everybody's like, dude, CPI is not going to tell you, or not going to tell somebody they have to pretend to be with their ex to get their kid back.
I'm so glad that this is happening. This shows you yours as weird as ever. Go ahead.
Well, she asked to live with me for a couple weeks with her ex-boyfriend. She's paying me $100 a week.
But they're just pretending.
So she says, but I mean, she tells him, calls him babe and baby, and tells him that she loves him and everything. And
did you wake up to find them having pretend sex in your bed?
No, I haven't.
Are you having sex with her?
I have, yes.
But not when the boyfriend's around.
Right. When he's at work.
I love this. Yeah. I love it. I got to tell you, Dan, you've already won me back. You're already back in my heart right now.
She's really cute, too, but...
Can we see a picture
of her?
Skinny.
What's that?
She white?
She's Puerto Rican.
Good. Perfect. Listen to me. Would you be willing to fight Medicine Man in the weapons match on Friday?
I would.
I'm in his corner.
All right.
Hold on. Medicine Man?
I'm still here.
You got faggy voice Dan right on the line.
I hear. I guess so.
Well, guess so what? Talk some smack to him.
I have to do it Friday because Alva can't do it.
Can you beat up faggy voice Dan? He's not very big.
I know he's not big. I seen him last, 2 years ago at the Ferg or something like that.
Okay. Do you feel like you could beat him up?
I guess so. I mean, it's been a while since I've done anything like that.
Well, you're going to have a weapon this time, so.
I know.
Dan,
what kind of weapon's going to be in the rubber items, I guess?
Dan, how do you feel about fighting a 60-something-year-old man?
I don't want him to join Avocado Rocker, but I mean, you know.
Who cares? Do what you got to do.
All right.
Man, we may have to change the promo. Hey, will you invite your girlfriend and her pretend boyfriend?
Yeah, sure.
This is the best thing ever. Things happen for a reason. This is the best thing ever. Faggy voice Dan, I'm officially making you the next opponent of Medicine Man on Friday at the Punch Out. You're replacing Avocado Rocker with Faggy voice Dan.
Works for me.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Cal the King has put together another brilliant match. Faggy voice Dan, Medicine Man, I will see both of you on Friday at Janice Live.
And Avocado Rocker's laid out to the hospital at least this Saturday, I know.
Who cares? See, I got to go. Faggy voice Dan,
yes, sir.
I enjoyed talking to you today.
All right, you too, Mike.
I'm glad we're getting back together, and don't let the Puerto Rican boyfriend stab you before it's Friday.
Well, he has a Marine, too, so...
Oh. They're not there by any chance, are they?
No, they're not, actually. She's at work, and I think, I don't know where he's at. He's not here.
How long are they going to stay with you?
Just a couple weeks, as far as I know.
This is the best story ever. All right, listen to me. So, for real, though, you're good for Friday?
I am, 100%.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back in our lives. Yes. He's back in our hearts. Faggy voice, Dan.
Faggy voice, Dan.
I am very happy to have you back, Dan. Thank you, and I'll have Spanish call you this afternoon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Paul. See you later.
Later.
He's dating a girl who has to pretend to still be with her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And he has to live with Faggy Voice Dan, and they still kiss each other and call each other babe.
Yeah.
That's why he's the best.
But he has sex with her when the boyfriend's at work.
That's right.
Which he probably doesn't know about. Oh, man. I got to tell you, I never in my life thought I would talk to him again, but I'm so glad we did. I genuinely believe things happen for a reason. Oh, look, there's Faggy Voice Dan doing karaoke.
Yep.
He looks like Froggy from the Little Rascals. Although, right now, he could be super buff. He could look like, I don't know, look like Conor McGregor.
I mean, he's working. He's a construction guy.
A welder or something, isn't he? He
does something.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. This is really good. Ladies and gentlemen, the card has changed. The first fight of the night will be Medicine Man versus Faggy Voice Dan in a weapons match. The second fight of the night will be the first ever intergender match where we have Ryan Hoppe taking on Crystal the Pole Dancer. The third match of the night will be the Ladies Battle Royal. And the final match, your main event, a five-round match between our Spanish and your Super Bowl champion, Martin Gramatica, all at Mike Calta Punch Out number 3 this Friday at Janice Live. Absolutely and 100% free. Thank you to our friends at Budweiser, Protein Water, Metro PCS, and our friends at Olin Plumbing for sponsoring the Battle Royal. This is going to be the biggest event in St. Petersburg on Friday. Make sure you get there early. I will have some passes to give away so you can watch the McGregor-Mayweather fight on Saturday at Ferg's. It is going to be a great time. We will see you out there Friday night.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.